With our continuing coverage of Iowa high school athletics, we're joined now by Carson Harrell, the starting pitcher for the Eagles tonight, who pick up their fourth win of the summer over Davis County to open postseason play. And Carson coming in, you know, kind of flipped the script, right? I mentioned it. You came in, and the regular season was difficult for this team, and it didn't matter. You guys totally flipped the script. What kind of allowed you guys to just totally change that mentality coming in and come out here and play free tonight?
I would say that going into every game this week, we were just kind of preparing for Friday and just like always staying positive even through the lows of the season. As a team, we always have like we had a very good bond as a team. So keeping that bond as a team was very good for us to keep our heads up and then continue to have that momentum and energy into postseason.
Absolutely. And just kind of looking at this game tonight, playing it out, I mean, you look at the way that the offense got the bats going, right? They got that first run in the bottom of the first, and, you know, it could have been very easy for this team to kind of get into that mindset of, oh, no, here we go, kind of a thing. And the offense comes back and puts up three runs immediately in the top of the second. And as a pitcher, I'm sure that kind of calmed your nerves, too, to see that the bats had your back tonight here in this contest.
Yes.
And when you, I mean, when you look at that too, I mean, as a pitcher, what does that do for your confidence just when the offense gets going like that?
I would say it just helps knowing that I have a little more of a comfort pad, but I also know I have a good defense behind me that can back me up.
Absolutely. And one of those guys, Sammy Aquaviva, behind the plate too. You guys worked together throughout the season quite a bit there through the now over 40 innings you guys have played together, and just kind of seeing the progress he's made and, you know, every game, that confidence you have in him back there. What can you say about the way he's developed throughout the season and developed that chemistry with you on the mound?
Yeah, I would say definitely that pitcher-catcher combo is very important. And just the way he's been able to get the ball in the strike zone more and help us out, get me more like strikes, and then just like getting the ball down to second and just get like making the runners think twice before stealing is just keeping people humble.
Absolutely. And we look at this contest too, and it was back and forth, too. I mean, we talk about it. You got those three runs. They answered back with runs. I think it was another run that they got to make it 3-2. You guys go ahead 7-2. They immediately get those four. And in your head, you're probably thinking, oh, boy. I mean, it, as a player, a game like that, what are the emotions like that you're going through in a contest like that and trying to, you know, kind of stay calm, but also at the same time knowing that you guys still did have that one-run advantage?
I think just a big thing is staying level-headed. Like, as a pitcher, if you show the other team you're getting down on yourself or anyone on your team is getting down on themselves, it's just going to give that other team momentum. So just staying level-headed and keeping like, the same, tone, I guess, throughout the whole game is very important to show that you know you can win and you got to believe that the whole way through.
Absolutely. And we look at this season as we're talking to Carson Harrell, the starting pitcher from Pendley Christian, in their postseason victory here at Davis County. We look at that matchup coming in, and you guys have played a lot of tough games this season where, you know, you're facing the Dallas Center Grimes and the Pellas and the Indianolas, Norwalks, whoever it may be. And regardless of what the result on the scoreboard is, those games, you're playing some of the best and the best across the state of Iowa. How much have those games really helped you in getting to this point in the season?
I would just say that, like, we know, like, we competed with Pella, we competed with Indianola, DCG, we competed with all those teams, and that just shows us that when we get to 2A and we're playing, like, our level, we know we can do that, and we can win, and we can be in every game if we want to.
Absolutely. And, I mean, we talked about those matchups, too, but as a pitcher, too, for yourself, I mean, you know, knowing that you're going to go up against those teams who they have those top-tier hitters across the state, and you get into these matchups here in postseason play, just getting that experience against some of those top-tier hitters, what does that do from a pitching standpoint of kind of figuring out pitch mixes and things like that as you and Sammy are working together and with Coach Menninga to try to put together that game plan to best attack teams here come postseason time, attack their hitters in the best way possible?
Usually just in between innings, like first and second inning, we kind of figure out like what the hitters are tending to do and the way they're shifting. And I'm also confident with my defense behind me, so I know I don't have to strike out every batter. I can throw a strike over the plate if I need to. So I'm confident that me and Sammy and Coach Matt are also talking about like how fast we're gonna keep the pace and what pitches we're gonna start off with and just knowing what we're all comfortable with so we can get those quick outs.
Absolutely. Now we got a little bit of a unique situation here as we've got the holiday weekend in between the time you guys next play, which will be Tuesday against Central Lee, 5 o'clock down at Cardinal of Eldon. You look at that matchup now, and coming off of the holiday weekend, how do you guys go about enjoying this win, but also not enjoying it too much, and also started to kind of prep while enjoying the festivities of the holiday weekend?
I'd say just staying hydrated. I mean, that's a big thing in any sports. It's been hot out recently, and we've been trying to stay up on our hydration because there's so many things in this sport already that can take you out, and you don't want hydration to be one of them.
Carson, appreciate the time, man. Congrats on the win, and looking forward to seeing you guys on Tuesday down at Eldon, and best of luck against Central Lee.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Absolutely. That was Carson Harrell, the starting pitcher for Pendley Christian, in a 7-6 win over Davis County here on Friday night. We'll send it back to the studio real quick for another commercial break. We'll come back, and we'll talk with Coach Feinart when we return on 92.1 KRLS.